Let's head to visit with national correspondent Rory O'Neill, who's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. Good morning, Rory. It's interesting, credit cards are there to use to, prolong paying for things. Obviously, you pay for it when you pay your credit card bill, but a lot of people are using these things for the wrong reason these days. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. We're seeing more and more Americans are racking up debt and then saying, oh, I'm getting points or miles or cash back. Ah. And they'll be having this, on average, there's $6,600 worth of credit card debt on each card in this country. And they'll say, well, it's okay, I'm earning a hotel. Well, you're going to get $150 in a hotel, and it's going to cost you $300 in interest. And this is what the Bankrate survey is finding, is that people are upside down and using these cards the wrong way. Look, Bankrate has a lot of connections with these points programs and credit cards, but they say they only work for the consumer if you pay the bill off every month, paid in full every month. If you're carrying a balance, these points programs aren't worth it.
Ugh. Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all. And when it comes to the demographics of who these people are, is there any indication of one generation using more credit card debt for the wrong reason than the other?
Yeah, well, we're seeing that senior citizens and people who make or households making over $100,000 a year, they're more likely to pay off their credit cards every single month. So they can benefit from a lot of these programs and get the points. And that's what happens in those higher income brackets and for people who are older. But for younger people, African Americans, other minority populations, they have found that people with lower incomes are the ones who are carrying a balance from month to month, again, now averaging $6,600 a year. And now the interest rate on those balances has also gone up in the past couple of years. Right now, the average interest rate on a credit card, if you carry a balance from month to month, the average interest is 22.75%. And it's almost impossible to pay that off. You'll never pay it off if you just pay that minimum balance every month.
There's a lot of people using their credit cards to go to New Mexico or to Nevada, to Area 51, to study extraterrestrials. This is very interesting. You probably heard the tease. Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the Pentagon say at one point there was flying saucers they changed the description to flying phenomena or whatever it was. Now there's a study that they said there's no evidence. What is the case?
Right. So what they've done is with these unidentified anomalous phenomena.
That's it.
They used to call them unidentified aerial phenomena, but now they include things on the water. So they're saying unidentified anomalous phenomenon. But what they did say was, we want to open up the they were encouraging the pilots, the military pilots in particular, please feel free to report anything that you don't understand. So what they're doing is they're saying, yes, we have several reports of things we cannot explain. However, there is no evidence, according to this report by the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, there's nothing to support that we have obtained a crashed UFO or alien bodies in that UFO. So this report, part of it is to clarify that there's no evidence, hard concrete evidence of any foreign life, alien life, but rather, these open investigations in some cases continue.
So when we hear no evidence, what exactly does that mean? I mean, we don't have physical, something
Correct.
That's physically, tangibly, you can look at it and say that's definitely alien, but we have the footage. Is that considered evidence?
Well, but the footage is just unexplained.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
They're just leaving a pinhole in that one to say, all right, putting a pin in that one to say, all right, we'll come back to that. And we'll please, if you have any other information, if there's someone else out there who saw something or took a picture of something at that same time, let's try to coordinate all the different data points and try to explain what it is.
Right, because there are some in the UAP, UFO community who believe that, even now, patents that are being applied for by various engineers are representative of reverse engineering of materials. And so what this report said, it denied that, no, we don't have any of that stuff, right?
Right. No reverse engineering. Again, no claims that we have these things in some hangar in Area 51 or some field in the middle of Kansas in a buried bunker. underground, no bodies on ice under there, or reverse engineering. So this is what this report says. Now, look, I will say this. It's definitive. They're not vague in this at all. They don't couch phrases. They are saying absolutely not.
Okay.
So if you think they're lying, at least they're lying with conviction.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, but it does, you know, it does kind of hamper the imagination of, you know, enthusiasts. You know, they want evidence. They want to know that something is out there. So it's kind of interesting. Hopefully one day we'll find out the truth. Roy, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.